Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, listeners. Friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have an erotic little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A Florida resident is calling for a sugar daddy and mommy appreciation day. The woman named Ashley Cream went to a Boca Raton planning and zone board meeting and advocated for the sugar parents who are, quote, responsible for college educations, cars, homes, rents, jets, and the occasional body enhancement. Ashley Cream was accompanied to the meeting by her geriatric sugar daddy. The board did not rule on the request because they said it was a city council issue. Consider us tuned in.
Tinder has launched a dating dictionary to help older singles decode the language of Gen Z. Some of the words in the dictionary are cushioning, which refers to keeping several backup relationships to soften the blow if your main one doesn't last, or date view, which describes when a date feels more like an interview. Definitely been on one of those. Or kitten fishing, which refers to tweaking or embellishing certain aspects of your life or appearance to make yourself more appealing. I mean, don't we all do that? Also, am I old?
A woman in Germany is in a sexual relationship with airplanes. After an experience with turbulence, she discovered her true love and considers all airplanes to be one collective being named Dickie. She has over 60 model airplanes at home and 5 tattoos of aircrafts on her body. Last year, she took 30 trips to spend more time with her lover. Her only regret is that she can't currently be alone on an airplane. What's she gonna do when she gets alone? And is said aircraft consenting?
Male giraffes taste test female giraffe pee to see if they're ready to mate. The tongues on giraffes are apparently excellent at detecting pheromones, so they'll stick their tongues into the female's urine stream to see if it's a good time to get busy. Or so we're told.
Today's topic is uncut.
Uncut.
Justice for uncut cocks. Am I right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have a bad rap.
Or like, circumcision is the presumed majority.
Sure, yes.
But which I feel like I see a lot more uncut cocks than like...
Well, it's because...
Then society would have Maybelline.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In America, it is.
It's very popular.
But like you go on
America.
One great European vacation and you find out that's not the case. You know?
The rest of the world has something else figured out.
The rest of the world is living their life intact.
I have to say, found the terms circumcision or like circumcised and uncircumcised very confusing.
1000% agree.
Because why would we name the thing that is like how the dick is born? Like the uncircumcised?
Yeah, even the name is like insinuating that like what you're like the unnatural thing to do is what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. It like implies the majority.
Yes.
That it's like it should be like a natural dick.
Yes.
A surgicalized dick.
Yes.
You know?
A modified dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I prefer like cut, uncut, you know?
Yeah, cut, uncut somehow is just easier for my brain to process, even though it has the same un-thing going on.
I know.
But
it should just be, like, just normal cut.
Because cut, you know? Is an action. You know, it's anyway. For years, I would, like, panic and feel stupid when I'd be like, which one is which?
Yeah.
Which one's which?
I remember, like, finding out that, like, like, penises, like there is such a thing as, like, circumcision.
What, like, was that? When was that? I don't remember learning about it, if
late
I'm honest.
In life. Like, I think I was, like, maybe, like, a freshman in college. And, like, someone was, like, explaining, like, oh, yeah, like, so-and-so's uncircumcised. And I was like, what's that? You know?
Oh, wow.
And they're like,
yeah, come to think of, like, it, I feel like it was late-game information. Like, it was not being discussed at, like, the sixth-grade sleepovers.
And then I remember, like, someone, like, had to show me a picture, and I was like,
what?
That's what it looks like.
Can I make a embarrassing admission?
Yeah.
Like, I've definitely fucked some people and been like, was that? I'm not sure.
Well, it's hard to tell when someone's hard.
Because circumcision is
hard to tell when someone's
exactly.
Hard.
And I mostly see hard dicks because
because you're hot.
Because I'm high. But, like, also just fun to talk about is that, like, circumcision is kind of a spectrum. Do you know what I mean? Where, like, some uncut dicks have more extra skin.
Yeah, well,
than
just
others.
Foreskin in general.
Exactly.
You know, like, there are some people when they get hard, it's like, I don't even know that it's there. There's just, like, a little bit of extra movement.
Wait, what?
You know
there?
What I mean? Like, I can't even tell that, like, the foreskin is there, when it's hard.
Yes, a
there's
lot
just
of
like
erect.
A little bit more of, like,
just a little
know.
More give.
Yeah, there's a little bit more of, like, yeah. There's some more fabric.
There's more fabric to work with. There's more material to spare.
For there's some people when they're hard, you're like, it's still wearing the turtleneck. You know?
Yeah, it's the turtleneck is
still
kind of there.
Right.
Whereas, like, some people you never knew they had a turtleneck on in the first place.
Exactly.
I looked up what a circumcision surgery entails.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Okay,
I was like, oh, this is something I'm curious about.
Right.
Like, how they do it.
Right.
I'm gonna describe it.
Oh, God. Okay.
I see people, like, just, like, flying off. Like, the viewership just, like, dipped.
Nope.
Significantly.
Yeah.
But basically, like, you pull the foreskin over the penis.
Mm.
And then, like, sort of make incisions. And, like, it is as if... Oh, I'm wearing a turtleneck. What
Perfect.
Good planning.
Yeah.
But it's as if, like, you pull it forward, like, both the forward, pull it up like this, and then, you know, snip, snip, and then, like, almost, like, you know, like, see, like, along the seam, like, here.
Yeah.
And then using sort of the frenulum, which is, like, the base of the cock, it's where, like, the head meets the, like, lining of, like, our seam down the undercarriage of the dick.
Uh-huh.
That's sort of our, like, anchor point that, like, you pull it all around to come back around to the frenulum.
Yeah.
I
would have been okay
but, like,
not
let's
knowing
be real,
that.
Like, describing that, how fucking insane is it?
Yeah.
That most parents in America
are doing that to
choose
their
to do that. I mean, I think
baby.
It's a greatly declining trend.
Yes.
But for a time, it was like, let's remove this piece of the stick for hygiene,
because
religion.
Of miseducation. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, various reasons.
Well, yes.
To be fair, there
okay,
are, like,
fine.
A lot of religious traditions, which, like, we don't want to step on.
And that was actually, like, that was kind of the origin.
Yes. Shall we talk history a little bit briefly?
Sure. Yeah. The origin of circumcision.
Yeah.
Has like religious roots.
Yeah.
You know?
Under several ethnic groups.
Right.
I was presuming Judaism first.
Yeah.
But in sub-equatorial Africa, Egypt and Arabia, various forms and extents of circumcision there. Ritual male circumcision is known to have been practiced by South Sea Islanders, Aboriginal peoples of Australia, Sumatrans, Incans, Aztecs, Mayans, and ancient Egyptians.
Mm.
Today is still practiced by Jews, Muslims, Coptic Christians, Ethiopian Orthodox, Eritrean Orthodox, Druze, and some tribes in East and Southern Africa, as well as the United States and Philippines.
Wow.
Yes.
It's actually the oldest known surgical procedure.
Ding, ding. Yeah. That
Crazy.
Fascinated me. That is a fascinating.
That was the first thing we did.
Isn't it wild that, like, before we figured out how to, like, dig an arrowhead out of someone surgically.
Like, we're like,
let's
John
cut
got
the
shot. You know,
yeah,
like,
let's chop the top of the dick off.
He got bit by a bear. We're just gonna
best of
bye.
Luck. We're over here doing this though. This is very important. Yeah, it's wild.
Get that guy's turtleneck off.
Yeah,
his tiny dick.
Exhaustive list of reasons for circumcision. Do you want me to just like rattle this off?
Okay, sure.
As a religion.
Okay,
as a religious sacrifice, as a rite of passage, marking a boy's entrance into adulthood.
Right.
As a means of reducing sexual pleasure. Fascinating.
Torture.
As an aid to hygiene, where regular bathing was impractical. As a means of marking those of higher social status. As a means of humiliating enemies.
Yeah.
As a means of differentiating a circumcising group from their non-circumcising neighbors. Like, we're into this and you're not. As a means of
there's a Dr. Seuss book about that somewhere. The Snarbelly Snoots.
The Snarbelly Snoots make a point to circumcise.
Yeah.
The Snarbelly Snips. As a means of discouraging masturbation or other socially prescribed sexual behaviors.
Again,
as a
torture.
Means of increasing a man's attractiveness to women. As a demonstration of one's ability to endure pain. Dear God.
There are other things we could be doing. You
as
know?
A male counterpart to menstruation or the breaking of the hymen. Fascinating. To copy the rare natural occurrence of a missing foreskin of an important leader. So, like, cool guy over there did it. Let's all do
it. Yeah, let's all do it.
As a way to repel demonesses.
Oh.
And or as a display of disgust of the smegma produced by the foreskin.
Yes. I have to say that I didn't know that smegma was the technical term.
I know. I thought
someone just, like, came up with that term. Like, because it's like, of course it's called that.
It
like,
sounds
just the way
onomatopoeic,
it looks like.
You know?
Smegma.
Like, it sounds like someone, it sounds like splooge.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the same family.
Right.
Of
no,
slang.
Like looking at like the Healthline article, I'm like, oh no, like that's
smegma
the
is the
term.
Technical term. Yeah.
Smegma.
Smegma. Do we need to define smegma? Dick cheese.
Yeah,
we did it.
That's it. That's really it. Yeah, really fascinating to me. I also didn't know that for the bris or like in the Jewish religion, it's like on the eighth day.
Yeah, on the eighth day.
I
heard that too. But I like rang a bell. Like I knew that and then was like, oh, right.
And I was like, that seems really young. And then I was also like, but like, when is a good time to do it?
Never a good time.
It's like all like
as
never
good a time
like
as any,
time.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give them a few days to warm up and then.
Yeah. I've never been turned off by an uncut penis.
No, I've never had an issue with it. Quite the opposite, if
I
I'm
like
honest.
Them.
Yeah.
I like all dicks.
I like a dick if it's attached
all.
To a person I like, you
right,
know?
Right.
Yeah.
But I've never been like, oh, he's, you know, like, girl, something crazy happened. You know, like I've never been that person.
Yeah, that part of culture is just confusing to me. I did have one partner be kind of self-conscious about it or kind of check, like, have you ever seen one before, you know? And I was like, I've been out here.
Yeah.
Like,
I've been to Europe. Like, I've studied abroad, you know?
She doesn't have an exclusionary dick policy.
Yeah.
I've been abroad. But I will say also, like, I thought about this and I was like, most of my recent male partners have been uncut.
Yeah.
And just like in the last few years.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
If I had a baby, I'm not circumcising. I just had a stroke. I'm not circumcising his sweet baby penis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And also because the majority of men that I do know, like I have a friend who actually like grew his foreskin back.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which is like, there are some crazy torture devices out there on the internet that you can buy that can help like grow the skin.
Wait, he deliberately grew it back?
Yes.
He wanted to grow it back. He grew it back.
He grew it back.
And was successful.
To a degree that you can be.
Was it excruciating? Like, was this
like there was like a device that he had to like wear around his dick. Yeah. It's really fascinating. I mean, but I get it because there is this idea. I mean, there is some research to support it that uncut dicks are more sensitive, you know, and you can feel more pleasure if you still have your foreskin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's this Healthline article where they say like the pros and cons to uncut and cut.
I guess
about like appearance, hygiene,
parents.
Yeah. Lube, you know. I also didn't realize that like having an uncut penis, it provides like natural lubrication.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
That's what the article said.
You're like, I'm just quoting Healthline.
Right. The foreskin provides natural lubrication to the penis.
I mean, the foreskin itself is the lubrication is kind of what
I
we're
guess,
getting at.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of tracks that it'd be less, like, prone to chafing or, like, that there's, like you said, there's more material. There's more give.
There's more to work with.
More to work with. Yeah.
There was a 2016 study that said that for uncut penises, the foreskin was the part of the penis that was the most sensitive to touch. So people, I think that's also why people want it, because they're like, I'm missing out on something. I also have a friend who's like, who is like,
fascinating friends. I have another friend
that was like, as soon as like our friends start having babies, like I'm campaigning to like keep the dicks intact, you know?
I think a lot of people are already leaning that way.
Oh yeah, for sure. There are
I have a lot of very progressive friends, and I think,
but like his whole platform,
the thought is like, yeah, why would I cut my child's dick off?
No more numb socks is
that's good.
No more numb socks.
No more numb socks.
Yeah.
No more numb socks. He should get in touch with the Canadian Foreskin Awareness Project.
This was wild.
That's obviously advocating for keeping foreskin.
Keeping them intact.
And against circumcision. Who want Harry Styles to become the new face of foreskins.
Right.
They're just convinced that Harry Styles has an uncut dick, which is likely.
Yeah.
Because the stats in UK, surprised me. Which we'll get to in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, Harry Styles would be great. I'm like, yeah, I guess anybody would want Harry Styles to be the face of anything they're doing.
Of course. But he was like, the guy who's like the head of this awareness project was like, everyone needs to know that, like, I feel very confident that everyone in One Direction has foreskin.
All those boys. There was like a weird part of the quote about like.
And like the only basis that he has for that is like, well, they're British. But also there was there was a story, I guess, in the National Enquirer that Taylor Swift supposedly dumped Harry Styles because
of the foreskin.
He wasn't circumcised.
Yeah. I can't imagine that's true.
I can't imagine that's true. But at the same time. I don't know. Like,
how long ago did they? I don't follow the gossip.
It was like 10 years ago or something. But
I mean, I'm trying to be like, is she a teen and she doesn't know what she's doing?
Right. She probably has only seen American Dicks for her whole
life. Is she playing out that scene?
She didn't go on, like, she didn't study abroad.
What? She didn't study abroad. She's been on tour. What's she doing?
I guess.
Staying in.
There's also a sexual arousal by a circumcised penis, which is acucolophilia.
We did our best. Acuculophilia.
Yeah, I didn't look it up. Sometimes I just like to roll the dice on pronunciation.
That's a hard one. Acuculophilia.
There's too many C's and U's
in that word. There's a cuckoo amount of cuckoo in there. We did our best.
Okay, so some fun stats for the prevalence of circumcision.
Give me the stats.
Around 50% of all circumcisions worldwide are performed for reasons of prophylactic healthcare.
Mm.
And then the other 50% are predominantly performed for religious or cultural reasons.
Even split there.
Yeah, which I was like, prophylactic. Like, is everyone that scared of schmegma?
Yeah.
You know?
I guess so. But like,
relax.
I mean,
wash your dick.
Like, there were like briefly mentioned studies of like places where hygiene isn't as accessible.
Oh, sure,
where I sort
I guess.
Of like, okay, I guess it's like sort of a blanket solution.
I guess.
I don't know. I didn't go that deep on it.
Yeah, that seems a little bit much.
But it's obviously like a very culturally loaded thing in almost any circumstance, even when it is hygiene related. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Also.
Yeah, it's declining.
It's declining. Mm-hmm. And I have some stats on different countries where it's prevalent.
Declining? Okay, cool.
Or, no, where it's prevalent. Oh. Like where it, like the stats on circumcision rates.
Oh, okay.
So 90% in Israel. For obvious reasons, because it's religiously associated. That is a religious national country. Many Muslim majority countries. 86.3% in South Korea.
Oh, wow.
80% in the United States.
Yeah.
58% in Australia.
Mm.
45% in South Africa.
Ah.
20.7% in the United Kingdom.
Oh.
To under 1% in Japan and Honduras.
Mm.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. I was like, when this popped up, I was like, why is it so, like, why is there such a significant difference in the UK?
Oh.
I have a theory.
Okay, give it to me.
Decline in circumcision, this is Wiki history.
Okay.
Decline in circumcision in the English-speaking world began in the post-war period. The British pediatrician Douglas Gairdner published a famous study in 1949, The Fate of the Foreskin, described as a model of perceptive and pungent writing. It revealed that for the years 1942 to 1947, about 16 children per year in England and Wales had died because of circumcision.
Ah!
A rate of about 1 per 6,000. So, okay. Like, not a high rate. But the article had an influential impact on medical practice and public opinion. So my theory is that that was like that article permeated the British public zeitgeist.
Mm, maybe.
And people stopped, were like, oh, I don't want my kid to die.
Okay.
So we're going to stop with circumcisions. Yeah. And that's why today it's just like not a
big thing. Okay.
You know? That's part of it. It also could culturally be like, I genuinely don't know the stats of like religious demographics in Britain versus the US. But I was fascinated that like it's so popular here or common, but declining.
Go ahead. What?
I was going to add that although it's difficult to determine historical circumcision rates, one estimate of infant circumcision rates in the United States holds that 30% of newborn American boys were being circumcised in 1900, 55% in 1925, 72% in 1950, 85% in 1975, and then 60% in 2000.
Mm.
So we kind of saw it like climb and then start to decline.
Mm.
I don't have like a 2023 stat, but I would wager that it's significantly lower.
Yeah.
That people have just stopped it.
Stop it.
Yeah. Firm stance here.
Yes.
I'm on board with you, though. Like, I don't think you need to. And like this, the way that we have hygiene, like what's it, you know?
Like, how did that become the norm?
Yeah.
You know, to the point that Taylor Swift is breaking up with Harry Styles over it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's bonkers.
It's crazy.
Unnecessary.
I have some fun other terms for foreskin.
Hell yeah.
Penis beanie.
Hell yeah.
You know, which I would argue, well, it doesn't cover the glands. It doesn't cover the head. So five skin. See what they did there?
Five skin. that was funny.
A hooded soldier.
Okay.
You know?
Love it. Love it.
Which is funny because I think of like a wounded soldier, which is a type of egg. It's like how you order your eggs in the morning.
Oh, I didn't know that. Learning things about food and dicks.
You know, that's
why not?
My two specialties.
Wait, what is a wounded soldier egg? My two, food and eggs.
Food and dicks.
Oh, food and dicks. I said eggs.
But yeah, sure.
She's hungry.
I'm pretty good about eggs.
I skipped lunch. What is a wounded soldier egg, though, before we move on?
It's like a soft-boiled egg in the shell.
Oh.
And then you like click. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
you have your Downton Abbey breakfast.
Yes. And you do your toast points and you dip it. Okay.
Yes.
Anyways. Order it. It's good. Devil's umbrella.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Here Dick for it. Jacket.
Dick jacket.
Yeah.
That one feels the most accurate.
Yeah.
Because foreskin doesn't feel like a hat because it's coming from below, you see.
Right, right.
Like, if anything, it's
You're
a dick
pulling
sock.
Up your,
like,
yeah.
It feels like a dick sock.
Yeah, a dick sweater.
No more numb
There was
dick
also
socks.
Another one called organzola. I was like, how is that? Organzola.
It's just delightful to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
I was like, okay,
I guess
dick
the cheese? Dick cheese? Is
dick
it cheese
and like a sexual organ? Like organzola.
I dig.
But that just seems like a different term for smegma.
Yeah.
Organzola.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, made me giggle.
Yeah. Great list.
Thanks. Should we do the showdown?
Let's do it.
Okay. Three-way action teen and uncut cocks. Nice tits on chick. You have to yell
on
it.
Check.
You have to yell
have
it
yell
when it's
caps.
When it's all caps.
Yeah,
you know.
For reference, that's always
nice
what we're doing.
On check.
Yeah. Okay. Just to stay on the yelling theme.
Perfect.
Uncut in her guts, part two.
In her guts.
The rhyming. You gotta respect the rhyming.
I mean,
uncut in her guts.
Yeah, that's a someone single.
It's a chant.
Yeah, that.
It's a call to action.
Yeah. That's for like the justice for uncut dicks,
yes.
You know? No more numb socks. Put it on a t-shirt. Okay. The circumcision decision. Nurse Button loves a patient's stretchy foreskin.
The circumcision decision.
Yeah, I mean,
that's delightful.
I like the idea that it's like the nurse's decision. Like she's like not
that she's like, I shall be cutting this dick and
right.
I shall be sparing this one.
Right. And she's like, you know what? I really like it. I like
just
the
aesthetic choice. This one, like the foreskin's really working for it. This one, I think we can cut it back.
Cut that one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Close up soft cock and balls chill time. Jerking off, quick uncut cock got horny too fast.
Ooh, lots of things happening there.
A lot of story.
Mm-hmm.
Really
mm-hmm.
a lot of exposition loaded into the title there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My young stepmother deserves my respect. not what you think. She loves the foreskin. She deserves my respect.
She deserves my respect.
Because she loves my foreskin.
Because she loves my foreskin. It's like an emotional affair,
yes,
that one.
Yes, yes. I respect her. I don't just want to fuck her. I respect her.
Dad?
Yeah. You wouldn't get it.
You don't understand. Brunette sucks an uncircumcised penis for the first time and is therefore pleasantly surprised. A.
Oh.
Just the letter A.
Just letter A.
Clicked on it. Made sure it wasn't cut off. Just the letter A.
Just letter A. Well, what's video B, you know?
Yeah. Brunette sucks an uncircumcised penis for the first time is therefore pleasantly surprised.
And therefore.
B.
I love when people just add that word. And therefore. Pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly surprised.
Okay, last one.
Yeah, the
me.
Word therefore in any porn title is gets my
right,
respect.
Right, because it's like they're like, and therefore.
Therefore.
And therefore.
Pleasantly surprised. Okay.
Thank you.
What do you got?
After I slide my finger in your foreskin, I put them in your pretty ass.
I put them in your pretty ass.
In your pretty ass.
Kind.
What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, I'm going to try that one. We're going to see how that goes. Uncut muscular foreigner tries his first American white girl.
Oh. Well, here
Didn't
we go.
See it coming.
Study abroad. Yeah. Like, what are we saying?
Yeah. Sample the international delicacies available. Right.
I also like that it's on the perspective of the person with the uncut penis. It's not like,
he's
I'm trying a white girl.
He's like trying out a white girl, you know? Why not?
Yeah, the object, you know, isn't the foreskin.
Yeah.
You know, the direct object, it's that's the indirect
this
object.
This is a hero's journey this time, as opposed to a story about an inanimate object. Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Oh, I have one more.
Oh, God. What a lucky girl. I'm so excited.
The gifts keep on giving. Okay, here we go. Sensitive foreskin licking that you have so far been looking for.
Oh, again, putting so far that you have so far.
Yes.
Been
yes.
looking for.
Yeah.
You know?
Just takes a little meandering journey there.
Right.
Before
you're looking through the words to try to get to the point.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now we can take a break.
Okay, fine.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Caetano is in the name of a man and is also the name of the first video we're going to talk about. It's from Heavenly Spire. We found it on pinklabel.com, directed by Shine Louise Houston. This is basically a solo male vid. You know, we've talked about Heavenly Spire before.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of like solo male, like jerk off vids.
Yeah. Kind of a dick worship vibe.
Yeah. I was like, there's like a little interview in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it. This Kaitana was like, yeah, I want to like enjoy my penis. He's like, I like to like, you know, look in the mirror and like get horny. And I was like,
I love that.
Go off, king. Yeah. You know, like respect yourself.
Yeah.
I love that. Self confidence.
Yeah.
And then he's also like, I love to watch porn.
Yeah. So he watches porn in the porn.
Yeah.
Which meta. You know,
I know. He's holding his camera.
He's got his little phone.
He's holding his phone. And he's like going over. I said over the panties, but he's not wearing panties. He's just wearing underwear. He's wearing undies.
Over the panties.
Yeah. And he's touching himself.
Panties. Normalize calling men's undergarments panties. Why not?
Great point.
Why not?
So he's getting hard. He's like getting his balls involved. And I was like, okay, like, that's a small penis. That was my first reaction. And then.
My God.
It grew.
It grows.
It really grew in
it
a way.
It doth grow.
That I was like, wow, I guess it's been a while since I've seen something, you know, like, you know, baking bread from scratch, you know, like seeing it rise.
Baking bread from scratch.
You know, like you're like, oh, wow, I just haven't had that experience in a while, like seeing it soft, like then seeing it like fully erect.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, penises can really, you don't know what you're working with until you see it fully erect.
I meant to say earlier.
Yeah.
When you were talking about that Healthline article with like the pros and cons, I think it was in there that there was a line about like the penis with the foreskin intact could appear larger when
soft. Flaccid. Yeah.
I'm pooling very little data here because I'm just speaking to penises I know.
Yeah, personal experience.
I know a lot of uncut dicks that don't look particularly large when flaccid and then like really grow. A lot of the growers, not showers that come to mind for me
are all uncut.
Are uncut.
Is there something here?
Is there something here? Is this my campaign?
Wow. I mean, I don't know. I think you got to do more research.
Yeah,
you gotta find some more uncut dicks.
And I gotta make sure they're not hard.
Darn.
They can't get turned on just at the sight of me.
Right.
Yeah. We need to make sure they are.
I need to see the full.
Which implies that I need to sneak attack. You know, I need to surprise them with the
sex. I need a full time lapse.
They need to think it isn't happening and then, she starts jerking you off.
Yeah. But at the point that it gets where he's like fully erect, you don't even see, this is one of those instances where you don't even see the foreskin.
Yeah,
you know?
Erect, it could be any kind of
But you do see
deck.
The extra material we're working with.
You do. You see
You know,
give.
There's some give.
You see, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is nice because, like, in that moment, I was like, oh, yeah, of course you don't need lube because you're, like, jerking the skin.
You can actually just move the skin up
and
down.
Yeah, you're just, like, moving the skin up and down. Whereas opposed when there's less skin, you need something.
It almost begs for a different jerk-off technique depending on the dick.
Yes.
Interesting. Curated.
Yeah.
Bespoke hand job, you see.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we're doing here at Girls on Porn.
You learn a lot by watching other people
jerk off. Fuck Laura and Rachel. We're great at it.
Yeah. So he starts to like really get into it. You know, I'd love to hear someone when they're masturbating, like their way that their breathing changes. I was like, okay, this is exciting.
Great breathing from Caetano.
And then I was like, okay, it's been like six
it's
minutes.
Been a while.
We're doing this in real time.
We're really doing this in real time.
And
continuous shot.
Maybe this is just me being dumb, but like I just assume that like when. Like, I'm like, how? And then I started thinking about it. I was like, but actually, like, how long does it take for, like, a guy to jerk off? Because in my head, I'm like, they're probably like, what, 2 minutes? You know?
They can do it fast.
Yeah. Like,
I think some can.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what happens here, because he says at the end.
Right.
This is wild. We don't get a cum shot
in
this video.
No, he never comes.
Kind of unheard of. But this is auteur. This is independent porn.
Yeah. It's like 11 minutes.
So, it's, like, we just watch him jerk out. And then he's like, I think I'm, like, kind of nervous.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Right.
Like, it
basically
just
like got
like
to the point
human.
Of like being sweaty and like a little flaccid. And he was like, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's okay.
I loved it. I love that we like still feature the film and that we don't need the cum shot. We don't need to like objectify this guy's orgasm, that like the video can just be this.
Stand on its own. And I was, I wrote down, like, I was like, oh, we're really not cutting anything. And I was like, well, of course we're not because it's uncut.
How dare she? How dare she? This is a good one. I gotta give it to you. I gotta give it to you.
I had to. But yeah, it was like towards the end, I was like, oh, he's pulling on Taffy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to
happen. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but I was definitely like, oh, he's definitely like,
he's losing his boner a little, you know, he's kind of getting it. You could feel him sort of getting in his head and being like, well, I'm kind of doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
Listen.
But it was still hot. I mean, I like to watch anyone jerk off, you know?
Yeah.
And like get sweaty and like breathe a little.
We got, yeah, I got very sweaty and like glistened a little, which was kind of, I liked.
I'm into that. Yeah.
I liked.
Should we talk about the other bed?
Let's do it.
Okay. Sensitive foreskin play, romantic big cock blowjob, and tongue teasing. This is from Kayla White, and I just wrote romantic, LOL, question mark. Like, what about this is romantic, you know? It's just, like, soft lighting.
Yeah. I think the idea, if I could advocate for the porn with no idea, really, is, like, only would one give such a, like, gentle, meandering blowjob to someone they have romantic feelings for.
Okay, sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you're hooking up and you're just, like, fucking somebody, you're not going to take as much time.
Well, you're certainly not going to do what she does in this video.
No. You need permission for this.
Spoiler.
You need to have a consent conversation about, like, teasing someone's dick like this.
In my opinion, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a penis, but I'm like, this is a bad blowjob. Like, she's what she's doing is she's like pulling the foreskin and like bite like, with her teeth, like she's like biting it, and like pulling it like over the head of his dick. And I was like, oof.
It's all very like teasing.
Yes,
it's the equivalent to like if someone went down on you, and was like nibbling on your clit,
right,
or like tugging on your labia,
right. I get
with their teeth.
Sorry, but which, like tugging on my labia with their teeth,
I would be fine with, but only as like a playful event,
right? Sure,
do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Only with certain partners can you be like, I made a sailboat, you know, and like play with their, like, I made a snail and like play with it, which I love to do. And like some people are like,
don't infantilize. Yeah.
You know, but I feel like with the right playful partnership, like, sure, like that kind of thing can be totally fair game. And I think this is in that world. And she does have like a lot of other videos that are like foreskin oriented.
Yes.
Also, we're saying a lot of foreskin on this dick.
Yeah.
This is an erect dick.
Yeah. Well, and there's extra.
Sort of mid and then like gets harder.
Yeah.
And it's like all like over the head of the glands of
this
the cock
is like,
enough
yes.
that she is like rimming her tongue
in between.
Thoroughly inside it.
In
like,
betwixt the head and the foreskin.
Yes, exactly.
She's basically like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like
I don't have, I'm trying
around.
To compare it to something else.
Like, what
but there's
do you
nothing
do that to?
There's nothing. She's like licking out the contents of the yogurt container.
Yes,
but
exactly.
If the yogurt container had a ball inside
of it. Exactly. She's like putting it through. And this is like, this is one of those dicks that like when it's soft, it's full hood. You know what I mean? You're not seeing the head. You know?
Yes.
There's even
this
some extra
dick
dangling.
Disappears inside itself.
Yeah, there's,
for sure.
For sure. It's the turtle shell.
Yeah. Listen, she's beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful cock, beautiful mouth.
Right, but I'm like,
it's very aesthetically pleasing.
Yes,
but it's niche.
Well, at because a certain we're point, not. I'm like, suck the damn dick, bitch! Like, what are we doing here? He's not gonna come from this.
Yeah,
and like, how many more times can I watch you swirl your tongue in between the turtleneck and the head? You know.
Yeah,
and it's also like, and then I was like, does he even like it? You know, like, does he even like this?
Well, she's paying the rent,
I guess. Yeah,
so he's fine with it.
But it was like almost like watching someone like struggling to tie like a cherry stem with
that
their tongue.
That is what it looked like.
You know what I mean?
It's like she's doing a tongue trick,
right? Like I was
for
like
a long time
for a real. I was like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Like at a certain point, I'm like, okay, just like let's just go to town. Like let's see the slurpy derpy. Like you know.
Yeah, I felt like this was for a specific audience.
Yeah,
that like somebody wants to see the foreskin played with this way specifically.
Right,
and probably I don't know if that person's even like coming to this.
Right,
or if they just like to watch that.
Well, I will say it was really encouraging and nice to see all the comments on the video where everyone was like, "Wow, it's so nice to see like a penis that looks like mine. Like this is so nice. Like thank you for doing this. Like thank you for your work. You know, like really appreciate it." So I was like, "Okay, all right." Okay, I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing something good.
Yeah.
And also just, that's also a great point that, like, look at, like, the good that this porn can do. To the, like, porn in general. Look at the good it can do in the world. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, I was not expecting to go there with this
video.
Yeah,
you really had strong feelings and then pivoted. You talked yourself into a corner and then you talked yourself out of it.
I did.
And I think that's what we're here to do.
Fascinating. I can do
we're
that.
Here to, like, play with our own opinions
yeah.
and sometimes our pussies, but not on air.
No.
No, but we talk about, you know, it's part of it.
Sure.
We go off of these videos sometimes is what I'm getting at.
I'm not to either of these.
Yeah.
The Caetano video, like, definitely, like, there was a temperature change in my crotch, but, like, it didn't get me there. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to jerk off to this.
Yeah. I wasn't particularly, like, attracted to Caetano, which sucks to say. But that's almost, like, why I like the video is that I was like, this is just, like, a sweet guy.
Right. It's also
jerking off and, like, isn't conventionally, like, hot in some kind of way.
Right, because sometimes you just think about only hot people jerking off, and you're like, but everyone jerks off.
Yeah, but everyone masturbates. And it can be arousing to watch someone that you wouldn't necessarily go for first. I mean, I thought it was a beautiful little vid, but it was almost like a little art piece on its own. And weirdly, I kind of felt the same about the other one, where I was like, this is a little work of art, but isn't...
Yeah, that could have been in, like, you know, some weird, like, museum piece, for sure.
That could have been in the at MoMA or something.
Like a bunch of, like,
the new
TV
museum
screens.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just put enough screens up and then it's like it's edgy and people lose their minds.
Right.
So I won't be masturbating to either.
Mm.
But I do
love an uncut cock.
Love an uncut cock.
You know? She's, and you should
she
too.
Loves an uncut cock. And we invite you to join us in our love for the uncut cock.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On our Twitter at GOP the podcast, on our website at girlsonporn.com, and also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a 5-star review, first of all, you're awesome. We love you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, feel free to drop your Instagram handle so we can tag it and thank you that way as well.
Endless thanks. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.